This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Emmanuel Ottolenghi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing for us a case study in what appears to be drug runners, but they're not. What appear to be murderers, but they're not. Hezbollah soldiers, yes, but they are men who have been recruited and trained and pointed in a direction that, according to their lights, what they say is a religious compulsion to murder. And in this instance, the murder of Jews, some gesture of sadism. I can't do the psychology on criminals. I'm just following the connections. And we come now to religious part of these components. Emanuele, who is Sheikh Ibrahim? Who is he and what does he mean in
Sheikh Ibrahim? Yes, Sheikh Ibrahim is one of the clerics at the main Shia mosque in São Paulo, which is the largest city in Brazil and the business and financial center of Brazil. There's a large Shia Lebanese community and also a not insignificant Iranian Shia community. And that mosque is very much the center of their religious activities. And it is controlled by the Iranian regime and Hezbollah jointly. The sheikhs there, the imams, are all sort of linked to the Iranian regime and Hezbollah. And Sheikh Ibrahimi is one of the leading figures there, but he's also active in other places. And we know for a fact that Sheikh Ibrahimi accompanied Abdul Majid to visit the Syrian ambassador when Abdul Majid came back from fighting in Syria. And Abdul Majid was very much a force behind the establishment of an Iranian-backed Islamic center in Brasilia, where Sheikh Ibrahimi frequently attended as an itinerant priest, if you wish. So what's interesting is about the center is not just the fact that it is an Iranian center. There are many of them around Latin America, and they're all there for the purpose of promoting the Iranian worldview, revolutionary Islamic worldview. What's interesting is that the center brings together Abdul Majid, who was the main force behind its establishment, the family of his partner in crime, Diab, because Diab's brother was one of the board members of the center. And then the center is headed by a very colorful Brazilian figure who's a political operative in Brazil, member of the Communist Party of Brazil, but also a convert to Islam who has essentially embraced every possible radical cause under the sun. There is virtually no terrorist organization and no dictator he does not like.
He was my favorite, Emanuele. But clearly, he steals the stage when he's on it. Tenorio, where is he now?
Well, Mr. Tenorio, his full name is Said Marcos Tenorio. He is still in Brasilia, still in Brazil, still very active. He has a very public profile. He is controversial, of course. He has been criticized and attacked in the right of center Brazilian media, and people are aware of his activities. But, you know, Brazil has a seizable political force or alignment of forces on the left that is very much sympathetic to Hamas and Hezbollah, to Cuba, to Venezuela, and he fits into that mold. He, as I said, he's a member of the Brazilian Communist Party, and as we've seen in other places around the world, the distance to travel from being a communist to embracing the Khomeinist Iranian revolution is not so much. And he's taken that journey. Now, whether he's implicated in the terror plot remains to be seen. But clearly the center in Brazil, the Islamic center backed by Iran in Brasilia, brought together Tenorio as the president, Abdul Majid and Diab as sort of the forces behind the establishment of the center and the activists. So, and it's possible, of course, that the sheikh you mentioned played also a part, because as we know in Hezbollah, the clerics who are sent abroad are usually representative of Hezbollah's foreign relations department, which is essentially a component of Hezbollah that acts as a link between Hezbollah in Lebanon and the diaspora community. So these religious leaders, these clerics who are sent to serve overseas in communities and mosques, are essentially the people who coordinate a lot of the Hezbollah activities, whether it is the transfer of funds back to Lebanon or passing messages, recruiting people, facilitating contacts and travel for Hezbollah representatives to and from Lebanon, and so on. And so when you find them all together in the same place, it's hard to imagine that that's a coincidence.
I was struck by how corporate Hezbollah has become. A business affairs council founded by Mugnia, now deceased, and the Foreign Relations Department. It's as if, well, I mentioned to you before, it's as if they're aping the corporations of the 1920s. Do they enforce these rules, the departments this, departments that? Is it a bureaucracy?
It is a bureaucracy up to a certain level, because, of course, Hezbollah has grown to be a huge operation that is not just a militia with fighters procuring weapons and conducting guerrilla operations and terror attacks. Hezbollah today provides everything from schooling to pensions to construction services to education to health, and it uses all of these tools, of course, to control the Shia population in Lebanon. It has a media department. It has a parliamentary party. It has social services. And so, of course, it is bureaucratized. But when it comes to what it does abroad, things are a little more informal, because the people who sit abroad and support Hezbollah's fundraising activities, including illicit finance, are not necessarily part and parcel of a structured bureaucracy. They're supporters, sympathizers, facilitators, and that's where the Foreign Relations Department and the business affairs component come in.
What you've demonstrated here is a mechanism to recruit killers. This could happen again easily. Do you agree?
Absolutely, and they will keep trying, as they have been trying for over a decade. They are motivated. They want to take the war against Israel and the Jews wherever they can find them. And they will continue. And that's why we have to be vigilant.
Emmanuel Ottolenghi for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing at the International Institute for Counterterrorism. Murder Interrupted Momentarily. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.